This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'm back. I'm back from my trip to Washington, D.C. in the White House. Nice White House visit. It was the White House Christmas party. One of several, by the way. It's not going to be the only Christmas party because they can't allow more than, I think, look like about 100, 150 people were at the White House for the Christmas party. And, of course, you're talking about a country of 330 million and an awful lot of them supported President Trump and love Christmas. So I'm guessing a couple of thousand people in total will be invited to all the Christmas parties at the White House. They used to do it maybe in one day in two parties like they did last year. I went to there were two Hanukkah parties in the same day, shift one and shift two, and each one had about 500-600 people. And I was at those parties, and now a year later I'm at the Christmas party, about 100, 150 people, much smaller because of COVID. And my guess is there'll be several more parties, but what a great honor to be one of a couple thousand people in America that get a chance to share the White House at holiday time. Could have gone again for the second year in a row to both the Hanukkah and the Christmas party. Last year I chose the Hanukkah party. This year I chose the Christmas party. Had a great time and really enjoyed being at the White House. Lots of great photos. Hope you all follow me on Twitter and Parler. Those are the two places where I put all of my photos from my fiance Cindy and I's trip to the White House. All right, what are the big news stories in America? Well, number one is we got him. Anybody who says there wasn't cheating in the election, we got him. Anybody, including the Attorney General of the United States, I don't know if you saw, but I was on Newsmax as a guest two mornings ago, and I said, you know, Philadelphia Eagles just played a game on Monday Night Football. They lost by 6 points to the Seattle Seahawks. How about if we just keep playing the game until Philadelphia wins? Let's just play for 4 days until eventually Philadelphia wins. Or how about if we just say the game's over? Philadelphia lost. And then the next day, when you wake up, you find out Philadelphia won. We added 20 points to their score. Or how about we just leave 20 players on the field for Philadelphia, never ask for their ID, don't have any idea who they are. They just keep showing up and we allow it. All of those things just happened in the American election and nobody seems to care. How about if we play the game with nobody watching it? No witnesses from the Republican side. How about if you play a football game and there wasn't one person from Philadelphia's side to witness the game, and then the ref came out and said Seattle wins? Would you believe it? Would you trust it? That's what just happened in America, don't you see? And the irony is, I'm comparing it to the Philadelphia game, and it's Philadelphia, which was the worst example of all of this. They cheated and stole the election in Philadelphia and several other cities, including Las Vegas and Clark County and Maricopa in Phoenix in Arizona, Maricopa County, and Milwaukee, and Detroit, and Atlanta, and Philadelphia. That's where the election was stolen. And it was bad. What went on in Georgia? Bad. And I think we got him now. I really do think we got him. And you say, what do you mean, Wayne? Well, have you seen the video that came out today? Yes, there's a video out. We finally got a video. What have I been saying from the beginning? I've been saying check the video cameras. I doubt there's anything on them. I said that on Twitter and Parler. I doubt there's anything on them. If they're smart, they covered them up. They blacked them out. They took them down and then put them up afterwards. Or they stayed away from the video camera angles. But maybe, just maybe, they got sloppy. And guess what? They got sloppy. We have video footage from Atlanta, Georgia, showing suitcases filled with ballots pulled out from under the table after a supervisor told the GOP poll workers to leave because there was a flood, a pipe burst. There is no pipe burst. There was no flood. And as soon as they left the room, they took suitcases out with ballots. What are you going to do now? You going to let Biden be sworn in as president? I'm not going to let Biden be sworn in as president. Are you all crazy? Take to the streets. Take down this damn country. But we're not letting Biden be sworn in as president. Massive, massive fraud. Quit trying to tell me this election's over. This election's not over. They stole Georgia. They stole Wisconsin. They stole Michigan, and they stole Pennsylvania. They stole Nevada, and they stole Arizona. The Georgia Senate Oversight Committee held a hearing on Thursday on this massive election fraud. President Trump was ahead of Joe Biden by more than 110,000 votes in Georgia when all of a sudden Fulton County stopped counting ballots after a pipe burst. Poll watchers, that's the Republicans in the room, try to verify what's going on, were kicked out of the State Farm Arena Tabulation Center election night. What did I say from day one? Compare it to a Vegas card counting, money counting room. Can you imagine if you let guys go in the money counting room, the mafia, go in and count the money, and the government would get a fair count? The IRS would get a fair count with no IRS officer in there to verify? And by the way, I wouldn't trust if there was an IRS officer in there to verify that you get a fair count either. Because they will ply him with hookers and strippers and $100,000 every other month to just shut up and let them steal millions. That's what this election was about. First, they didn't let any Republicans in to watch, and then I'm sure there were others they let in, and they bribed them. This is all about corruption and bribery and voter fraud. Lack of ethics. How many Republicans were bribed? Looks to me like the Georgia Secretary of State and the Georgia governor were both bribed. Something's wrong. Something's dirty. But I'm going to say allegedly. It's my opinion. Maybe. Could be. Looks to me like my opinion is the Georgia governor and the Georgia Secretary of State are dirty. And by the way, how about the Nevada Secretary of State, Barbara Savaski? Barbara, did you do anything? Well, the state was being stolen. What did you do? You are Sergeant Schultz. You're good for nothing. You see nothing. You hear nothing. You're like the Attorney General Barr. There's nothing wrong. Everything's great. Well, they steal it all right out from under your nose. Isn't it about time someone asked about Barbara Savaski, the only elected Republican in the last three election cycles? How did she get in? Did she get in by pledging to always be a little quiet church mouse that never says a word and lets Democrats steal the state again and again and again? Something's wrong with our Secretary of State, Barbara Savaski, in Nevada. And I can tell you right now, the Secretary of State in Georgia is dirty. I don't know anything about Savaski. For all I know, she's just dumb. She just lets everybody steal her blind. She just sits there and watches, you know, all my children. She watches the soap opera. Well, the criminals are behind her stealing the TV, stealing the bedposts, stealing the cash in the cookie jar. And she doesn't notice any of it going on. That's our Secretary of State. So let's assume she's not corrupt. Let's assume she's just blind, deaf, and dumb. I mean, every conservative in this state listens to my show. Does anyone know what Barbara Savaski does? Does she do anything? Has she ever fought for the Republican Party ever? Ever, has she ever pointed out any corruption? Her department sits around going, there's no voter fraud. There's no illegal aliens voting. Really? Even though every illegal in the state gets a driver's license, and they all get registered to vote automatically without you being allowed to ask them if they're a citizen. Oh, there's no problem. Barbara, there's no problem at all. You are either dumb or corrupt. You're either in the game, getting the same payoff that everyone else in this party, this dirty Republican Party in Nevada. Someone's getting paid off. Someone's getting paid off in Arizona, in Nevada, in Georgia, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Lots of people are getting a piece of the pie, as sure as I'm standing here. And now we caught them with suitcases in Georgia with a fake pipe burst that never happened. And it's on video. Video footage shows the poll workers were told to stop counting and leave while four people stayed behind to continue counting ballots in private. There was no pipe that ever burst. It was all a lie in order to kick out the Republican poll watchers while a few crooks stayed behind to count illegal ballots for Joe Biden. And Trump's legal team showed a video from the State Farm Arena where poll workers were told to leave at 10:25. Watch the video footage as the suitcases filled with ballots are pulled from under a table after the poll workers leave the room. Oh, my God. You don't think this happened all over the United States? Hey, Barr, make some arrests. What's your job? Hey, Barr, are you with the Georgia Secretary of State? Are you with Barbara Savaski, the Nevada Secretary of State? Are you all Sergeant Schultz? I see nothing. I hear nothing. There's no hard evidence of fraud. No, there's just videotapes making people leave the room who are witnesses. And when the witnesses are gone, they take out suitcases filled with ballots. Oh, my God. they stole the country, as I said from day one. I didn't know about this 2 days ago when I was on Newsmax TV, and I told you from a gambler standpoint what happened. How dumb do you think we are? They turned out the lights in all these states and said, we're stopping counting. When we woke up in the morning, Trump's lead was gone. And they suddenly found hundreds of thousands to zero ballots. My God, it's a fixed election, just like a fixed football game. Just as if Philadelphia was losing, and then the referee shot the gun, the game's over, Philadelphia shook hands, walked off, the next morning Seattle wakes up, and they find out they added 20 points to Philadelphia's score. Philadelphia won. That's what happened to Trump. Where's Bill Barr? This is the moment for Donald Trump to tell Bill Barr, first of all, he should fire Bill Barr, the Attorney General, and he should fire Christopher Wray, the FBI Director. But okay, let's say you don't want to do it for whatever reason. This is the moment you need to walk in and tell Barr and Wray, go investigate right now and find out what happened on that video and find out what happened in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And if you can't do it, you're both fired. Have a nice life. You're fired. You ran Celebrity Apprentice. You weren't afraid to say you're fired. Now's the time to say you're fired, President Trump. Bill Barr, if you don't make arrests for this, and if you don't think this is hard evidence, and you don't now think Georgia goes to Trump, and you don't think Pennsylvania, where USPS, United States Postal Service, employees, drivers have come forward to say they took hundreds of thousands of ballots in big trucks and trucked them from Long Island, New York, to Pennsylvania the day after the election and watched as they were backdated to the day before the election. If you don't think we win Pennsylvania and Georgia, and I hear from great sources we've got Wisconsin, too, locked away, Trump's the next president if he gets those three states. Understand? We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root, libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my book went to number one again yesterday. It fell off for a week because I stopped doing any promotion. I didn't do any interviews because it was Thanksgiving week. Took some time off. It's still number one in multiple categories right now. It went to number one yesterday because, once again, I was back on the campaign trail. I'm like Trump, you know? Everything with me is energy and campaigning. And when I'm not campaigning, I'm dying, right? When I'm campaigning, I'm living, and my book's living. When I stop campaigning, some people don't have to campaign. I campaign to live, just like Trump does. Him and I are the same person, I'm telling you. And I love being out there with the people. And yesterday, I was in Washington, D.C. for the Christmas party at the White House last night. Had a great time at the Christmas party with Cindy, my fiancé. And met some incredible people, obviously. But having said that, during the day, Dr. Sebastian Gorka had me on his show for almost an hour and promoted the hell out of my book. He loves my book. And him and I, Cindy said she's never seen two people more alike in her life on the radio. You know, maybe not two people more alike, period, in life, but two people more alike as radio hosts, same mannerisms, same attitude, same in-your-face, same promotional ability, sales ability, same pro-conservative, pro-Trump. I mean, me and Gorka are the same person. So Gorka is in many syndicated stations all over the country on Salem Radio, and is a big fan and friend of mine, and I feel the same way about him. And he did my book for an hour, and the book wound up rising to number one again in several places. So, you know, when I'm out there campaigning, life is good. When I'm not, the book falls off. But it's been on and off number one for 4 weeks in 12 different categories, both business and politics. Kind of amazing. Not too many books have ever done that. It's the perfect Christmas gift for all the Donald Trump fans in your life. Trump rules. Go to Amazon or go to BarnesandNoble.com and get a copy of Trump Rules. And, you know, just to give you some idea, the whole book is about Trump and me. How Trump used the rules to become a billionaire and how I used the rules to become a self-made millionaire at the age of 29, live in the house on the beach in Malibu at the age of 29. Not too many people start out as sons of butchers and do that. How I became the youngest, one of the youngest political candidates in the history of New York State. I became one of the youngest TV hosts, anchormen on American TV, maybe the youngest, 26 years old on national TV. Outside of MTV, there were no hosts my age anywhere in America at the time. How I became a best-selling author. How I became the king of Vegas sports gambling, as the media dubbed me. How I became a self-made millionaire. All of that following the Trump rules. How I wanted to be Jimmy the Greek, and I became his partner on TV. What are the odds of that? I wanted to be Bill O'Reilly. I became his partner on TV. I wanted to become Rush Limbaugh. I wound up with a nationally syndicated conservative talk show. And how about this one? I'm a huge fan of Pete Rose. And look what was announced today. You probably don't even know. Big announcement today that my company, Vegas Winners, which is now publicly traded on the stock exchange on Wall Street, and it's a brand new company and brand new publicly traded in the last few weeks. And we just announced today that Pete Rose is my TV spokesman, and Pete Rose and I are starring in national TV ads. Pete Rose, the greatest hitter in the history of baseball, the most hits, the most wins in baseball history, and 20 other categories he leads in the history of baseball on the all-century team. All-century. Can you imagine being all-decade? He's all-century. The greatest player of the century. And he's my partner on TV now promoting, and he got kicked out of and banned from sports, what? For gambling. And now he's my partner with my sports gambling show. Think that'll create a little bit of publicity? And remember, gambling's legal now, so there's nothing wrong with it. It's time to put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, and I'll be leading the battle to get him in the Hall of Fame. But Pete and I will be on TV and campaign together, telling people to head over to my website, VegasWinners.com. And it's a cute ad. You'll love the ad. So, I mean, who's done something like that, a son of a butcher from a blue-collar neighborhood? Nobody! All because of the Trump rules. Donald Trump did it for me. Thank you, Donald Trump. That's why my book's number one. It's all about what you can learn from Donald Trump, because I learned it and I proved anyone can gain with it. But we're going to need this kind of relentless attitude Donald Trump has and Wayne Root has, because I'm telling you, the big issue is not only the election was stolen and we got to take it back, we've got to overturn it, but also the big issue is lockdowns. Did you see what they're doing in California? And I told you, I predicted, every one of my predictions always comes true. I predicted they were going to try and take Christmas away. Dr. Fauci said today, don't travel, don't congregate together, can't have Christmas. Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, you're all locked down, you can't go for a walk. You cannot leave your house, you can't drive, you can't use a bicycle, you can't use a motorcycle. Don't travel, don't go to the airport. You're locked in your house for 3 weeks. Don't go for a walk. You're not allowed to go for a walk. And he said, no Christmas. Can't have Christmas this year. Suspended. They're all insane. I was just flying. What do you mean you can't have Christmas? And on the flight, on the way home, packed, jammed. And it wasn't from Washington. I took a connecting flight from Nashville. The whole Nashville's coming to Vegas for a week of fun. It was like a party atmosphere. They're practically gambling on the plane. What do you mean you're shutting down the country? What do you mean you're shutting down Los Angeles? What do you mean you can't go for a walk? We're all flying, gambling, having fun.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence in Memphis, Tennessee, discussing Operation Warp Speed on Thursday.
the vice president saying a vaccine will be here soon.
Because of the efforts at the state and federal level, and because of the great work of our research companies and pharmaceutical companies, and because of our great partnership with FedEx and other companies around the country, that help is on the way. We are just a matter, we believe, of days away from when we will begin to distribute tens of millions of doses of a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine to the American people.
President Trump thinks a deal on a new coronavirus relief package is very close. The president saying at the White House he'll support the bill. The bill does have bipartisan support. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You
you can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, this just in from Fox News. GOP lawmakers and leaders are asking the Supreme Court to block any further certification or recognition of the vote in Pennsylvania as certified by Pennsylvania officials. They argue voting procedures outlined in the Pennsylvania Constitution have been violated. The argument is the Pennsylvania Constitution allows only two methods of voting, and that rather than amending the state constitution, a complicated and lengthy undertaking, Pennsylvania state lawmakers instead passed a law changing voting methods. GOP lawmakers say that was an unlawful circumvention of the Pennsylvania Constitution, and votes cast in accordance with the law are not valid. And by the way, I've said from day one, based on the way they ruled before the election, which I disagreed with, but based on the way they ruled, probably after the election, the Supreme Court would rule, they would take the case and rule that none of the ballots that came after the 8 p.m. election day deadline would count, which means Trump wins. Boom. And so add this all together, and I think Trump will win Pennsylvania. Now that we found that video in Georgia, I think Trump wins Georgia. And I spoke with some big shots last night who are pretty sure Trump's going to be able to overturn Wisconsin. Now, I've been on a flight. I was at the White House. I've been busy. I never got a chance to do the math. If you subtract Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, those three, and add them to Trump's side, is that enough for Trump to win the election? Is that it? Does that clinch it? I know it won't allow Biden to win. I know that. In which case, it would go to the House for a vote, and Trump would win the election in the House because there's more Republican states than Democrat states, and that's how it's done. It's done by the delegation counts as one vote. So we'd actually win in the House, but I don't know if Trump would win without even going to the House, just based on electoral votes, if you threw those states out and awarded them to Trump. But if you just throw them out, Biden is not above 270, I believe, and at that point, it goes to the House. So there is some hope, folks. There really is. Joel Gilbert is with us. He is in Vegas, actually. He's not here in studio. He's calling in from his Vegas hotel. But he is here with us. He's an investigative journalist, a filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. Remember Trayvon? Trayvon was a big story at the time. And he also wants to talk about Obama's new book, A Promised Land. And he also wants to talk about election fraud, because this guy's a digger, a real investigator. He digs deep. And I want to hear his thoughts on election fraud. So without further ado, Joel Gilbert, how are you, man?
Hey, great to be back. Thanks for having me. I got a comment that tell your listeners, and your listeners should remember that Donald Trump is the ultimate comeback artist. He always looks like he's about to lose in business, in politics, his entire career. It looks like he's just about on his last legs, and then he emerges victorious at the very last second. So the Democrats mess with the wrong guy, because he really does have this voodoo where he reemerges just when you think he's been beat. He comes right back.
Now, and that's, that's my new book, Joel. It's called Trump Rules. It's out. It's number one in many categories at Amazon right now. And okay. It's all about great. Trump being the ultimate comeback artist and learning from failure. That's the number two of the 10 rules I've isolated with Trump. Number two is I call it the failing your way to the top. This guy fails and fails and fails. And then all of a sudden you look and he's got a new $1 billion deal. And you go, wait a minute. Wasn't he just out of the picture? Wasn't he just the banks were going to bankrupt him and he was dead in the water?
Yeah, exactly.
How did he make $1 billion?
Exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Wasn't Biden the president-elect? How did he just get elected president? So I think that's what we're going to see. And right now they're focusing a lot on Georgia. But I believe that it doesn't really matter if Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue win in Georgia, because there are 22 Republican seats up for re-election in 2022. So if Biden is installed, it just won't matter, because Democrats will spend the next 2 years expanding mail-in voting and certifying Dominion, so they'll steal all those seats anyway. So I think it's really do or die right now. It's not going to be right. dependent on the Georgia runoffs. And the bottom line for the Supreme Court is going to be, if five Democrat counties that are corrupt can take over all three branches of the federal government with massive voter fraud, do we want this? Because the two-party system will collapse. No Republican will ever bother voting, donating to a candidate, or even running for office. So we have a complete collapse of the two-party system and then the Constitution. So I think the Supreme Court won't stand for it. So I'm actually very optimistic.
You're more optimistic than I am, and not for any reason that I'm, you know, I'm known as the most positive guy. You know, I get every single day I get hundreds of emails, Joel, saying, "My God, I don't know what we do without you, Wayne. You're such a positive guy, and you leave me feeling good." But lately, you're not that positive. Well, that's right, because I believe all the judges are either liberal or deep state or rhinos or D.C. swamp or traitors or just dirty. They're corrupt. They're taking money from the bad guys. So it's very hard for me to be positive when it's relying on judges, and the judges are so bad. Now, I know you're saying, I assume what you're saying, Joel, correct me if I'm wrong, is it doesn't matter how many bad judges there are. He could go 0 for 50 as long as you win the last one in the Supreme Court. That's all that matters. If those guys are clean... Well, guess what? They're not so clean either. I don't think Judge John Roberts. I don't believe Justice John Roberts is clean. I believe he's blackmailed. He's dirty. Something's wrong with that guy. So there's another dirty one, but we still could win 5-4 without him. So maybe, just maybe, Amy Coney Barrett will be the difference maker in Trump overturning the election. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the Democrats overplayed their hand. Don't forget, the Supreme Court knows that if Biden wins, they're going to be transferred out to the 3rd District. Because he said they're going to start transferring Supreme Court justices to other courts. He's going to pack the court. So these particular justices lose their power. They become irrelevant. Don't forget, Clarence Thomas was the subject of Joe Biden's horrible hearing when he was nominated to the Supreme Court in the first place. So the stakes are so high, the Supreme Court becomes irrelevant. Are they going to want to make themselves irrelevant? No. Then for even the Republican senators and House representatives, if Biden is installed, they're all dead men walking because they're all going to be voted out of office in expanded mail-in balloting. So I think they're going to hold the line. There's too much at stake for Biden to be installed illegitimately. And
Joe, you're just more positive than me because I see so much corruption. I'm on your team. I'm on your side. I want all this. I see all this. I feel all this. I pray for all this. But, you know, when you see the Secretary of State of Georgia and the Governor of Georgia are dirty, how about the Attorney General? How do you explain Barr saying there's no hard evidence of election fraud? How do you explain that, Joel?
Look, there's a lot of forces that consider Trump to be an existential threat to them. Democrats, deep state, FBI, the media, globalists, China, rhinos. So they're all in together because they know that a second Trump term spells a lot of trouble for all of them. So, Barr's always been conflicted. He originally worked for the CIA before he was an attorney.
And he worked for the Bushes. The Bushes.
He worked for the Bushes. So he's not, the biggest flaw with Trump has been that he's not surrounded himself with the right people. A little bit naivete in terms of lack of political experience. He took the businessman's approach, which is, I'll get everybody to come on board with my program. And I don't think he understood that these people would work against him. And I think Barr supports him, but he only goes so far. So I still believe that the stakes are so high that it just won't happen. So I feel pretty good about it. And I think that there's just no other way back to the idea that we're going to eliminate the Supreme Court. I mean, just the very idea that there is a silent majority of 80 million Joe Biden voters that want to raise taxes, open the borders, get rid of oil and cars and gas.
Add back all the regulations that Trump got rid of.
Racial, economic justice. There's a silent majority out there. I never met anybody who believed any of that stuff.
The fraud is just massive.
So I expect it to work out. I really do.
All right. Well, look, leading into your segment, I said there are three states I'm pretty confident about, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. But I never had the ability. I've been so busy. I mean, I spent the entire plane trip back from my White House visit literally doing work. And I never got to this one. I kept thinking about it, but I never got to it. But one of my listeners did. And he just sent me an email while you were talking. And it says, Wayne, if Trump wins the three states you said, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, that puts Trump at 278. He's the president. So I didn't even know if those three would do it or not. I wasn't quite sure if he quite got to 270 or not. He gets to 278. 278 if he wins, if he overturns Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. And those are the three most likely, even though I believe Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada were ripped off too, completely stolen. Still, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin are three I'm counting on, and Trump can still get there. So good news for that. But, you know, you never explain to me. Let's say you're president. You're the new leader of the world, Joel Gilbert. What do you have to say about an attorney general that looks at all the stuff you and I look at? Massive stealing, massive theft, no Republicans allowed in the room, hundreds of thousands of ballots overnight when there was a flood, when there was a, let's stop counting. Oh, we started counting again when you weren't watching, and now Trump's not in the lead anymore. And he looks at him and says, there's no problem. What do you say about Attorney General Barr?
Look, Barr, when he came on, he did say the reason he came out of semi-retirement was to protect the Justice Department, to preserve it, to protect the institutions of government. So he's the kind of person that kind of doesn't want to know. You got to kind of shove it down his throat and kind of force him to pay attention to something, because his instinct is to protect the department. All these guys are very, very, you know, have a lot of affection for the Department of Justice. They want to protect the institution. That's their goal. It's not to kick butt and, you know, correct all these problems we've had. Now, had he prosecuted Durham, you know, had he come out, had they prosecuted Comey and McCabe, none of this might have happened, because he would have set the tone that you can't get away with this type of crime against the state.
Right, but what does that tell you? That he didn't? That Durham never came through with any good prosecutions, and Barr never did either? Doesn't that tell you Barr's bad? Something's wrong with this guy. He's either corrupt or he's just Sergeant Schultz. I hear nothing. I see nothing. I don't know anything. My God, he's dumb, delirious, and delusional. He's an idiot. Barr is either an idiot or he's corrupt.
Yeah, it's on Trump. He shouldn't have hired him if he wasn't going to do this.
I know. I agree. He was a bushy. He never should have hired him. Look, I love Trump. Give me 1,000 things. I love 998. But one of the ones I don't like, he's a bad judge of character with hiring. Everyone he hires turns out to be a rat fink. I don't know why he's hiring these people. Joel, stay there. Don't go away. We'll grab you on the other side of the break. Want to talk about your book, Trayvon, and Obama's new book, A Promised Land. Right back with Joel Gilbert.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
And we have a message for you women today. Are you struggling with mood swings, hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid or hormone imbalances?
And men, are you struggling with all those challenges of looking at that woman and saying, who abducted my wife? Is this an alien invasion? Great news. That is normal. Ladies, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of women to reverse all those issues totally naturally. Get their hormones in balance. And hey, guys, we've had men raise their testosterone level 500 points, all natural, through our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, someone sent me the combinations of states that could win it for Trump, and the most likely one to me is Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and it is a fact what someone sent me earlier. It gets them to 278 exactly. Trump wins the presidency. 278. If Trump gets Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin, Democrats are asleep at the switch. They don't realize this is a very likely outcome. This really could happen. Is it a sure thing? Absolutely not. Is Trump the favorite to do this? Absolutely not. I wouldn't delude any of you. But he is the ultimate underdog, as Joel Gilbert and I were both pointing out. My new book points out he's just the greatest Houdini pulling rabbits out of a hat when you think he's defeated of anyone of all time. And so you just never know. But what makes me nervous is that Trump himself said at a White House event just the day before I got there, he announced to the crowd, hey, on the day that Joe Biden is being inaugurated, I will announce for 2024 president. Why would he say that if he thinks his hopes are still alive? That's what worries me. Let me mention real quick the sponsor, and then we'll get back to Joel Gilbert. Sponsor of Cornerstone, of this show, is Cornerstone Asset Metals. And, you know, just gold and silver. I mean, I don't even know what more I could say. The nation is in disarray, whether it's COVID or whether it's the vaccine that they want to stuff down your throat, or whether it's, whether it's the election itself and whether Joe Biden's going to be president and will he bankrupt the country. And if Trump, you know, overturns it, will the cities burn? There's so many reasons you need gold and silver as an insurance policy. I can't even explain it to you, which is probably why gold was up again today. Gold was up, silver was up, another good day. You got to own gold and silver. They are the precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show, Cornerstone Asset Metals. And right now they have a special offer for my listeners only. They're giving away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com, cornerstoneassetmetals.com, 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They will take very good care of you. back with Joel Gilbert. Hey, Joel, welcome back.
Okay, good. Let me comment on what you just said is two things. The Democrats crossed the point of no return when they engaged in a massive systemic coordinated voter fraud. It was one thing to tell silly stories of Russians and say that, oh, on the phone call he said this. Those were just silly hearsay stories that they did the Russia hoax and the impeachment. This is massive criminality. So I think it will be a fight to the finish, but Trump will prevail. And I wouldn't worry about his comments. He likes to troll the media when he says, oh, I'm going to, you know, announce for president and stuff. He does that to kind of pull their chain a little bit. So I wouldn't worry too much about some of those comments he makes at all.
No, look, I worry about everything. I worry about the fact that I was at the White House yesterday and every person I met, I mean every single insider, and these are all multi-zillionaire donors and important lobbyists and politicians and bureaucrats under Trump, and they were at Trump's party and they're Trump's friends, and every one of them thinks the election's over, Trump lost. The only guy with any hope was me, and I put it at like 20%, 80 against 24, but I know Trump's the only guy in the world that could turn a 20 around and win. But your hopes are much higher, Joel, than mine are because of all these people I speak to, you know?
Yeah. Look, I've been talking to some of the same people for months, and they were depressed just from the polling. The polling, 17 points down, they've been depressed for months. So don't worry about them. I think they'll come around. Trump knows.
All right. Well, let's hope.
He's got a great team.
I'm aiming at Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Georgia, so I think there's hope there. Let's switch gears, though, Joel. I mean, we could talk about this all night, but I want to talk about Obama's new book, A Promised Land. What's the deal with that book?
Well, what's really interesting, of course, this was part of a book deal that he got with Michelle for $40 million, where she wrote her book Becoming that came out a few years ago. This is called A Promised Land, and what's interesting about it is what's not in it, because his book that he built his political career on, of course, was Dreams from My Father, where it was all based on the long-lost father from Africa, the father of the father. Now, as you know, I made a film called Dreams from My Real Father that was quite big. I'm pretty well-known for that, where I put a whole alternate history together where I say his real father, biological
Frank Marshall,
father,
right?
Who he admitted was his ideological mentor, was Frank Marshall Davis, the Soviet agent that raised him in Hawaii. But in the new book, A Promised Land, the Kenyan is completely written out of it. He's not in it at all. Neither is two of his best friends that became friends of mine. Malik Obama was his alleged half-brother from Kenya. The best man at his wedding is a good friend of mine over the past few years. Malik's not in it. And his best friend from high school, Keith Kakagawa, who I became very friendly with because I kept visiting him at Corcoran State Prison where he's in jail.
And for what?
He told me the whole scoop on...
What's he in jail for?
He's a habitual drug offender for many years. And that's his best friend, Rafe. He calls him Ray in his book. And he told me the whole story about Frank Marshall Davis and all the connections. So what's interesting anyway is that Obama leaves out any trace to the Kenyans, even though that was his entire career was built on that. He leaves out his best friends that are now my friends, no coincidence. Of course, Bill Ayers is no mention. And the biggest hypocrisy, of course, is that Obama won his first election for state senator by challenging the voter fraud of his opponent and getting her kicked out of the race.
Yeah.
Alice Palmer. So that's a big hypocrisy alert. So it's interesting to see what he leaves out is probably more interesting than anything else.
A lot of people don't remember, by the way, Joel. We got to run because the music's on, but I want to mention real quick, a lot of people don't remember the only reason he's president is because he was elected to the U.S. Senate. The only reason he's elected to the U.S. Senate is he was a big underdog, was supposed to lose, and he got the Republican nominee kicked out. Because he opened up his divorce files, found out he was a swinger, and got his wife into sex with multiple guys. So this guy's a real conniver, Obama. Everyone thinks he's such a great guy. Joe, we just got to run. My board op screaming in my ear, Wayne, there's seconds to go. Joel Gilbert, investigative journalist, filmmaker of the Trayvon hoax, unmasking the witness fraud that divided America. Thank you, Joel. Thanks for pumping us up. We need a little positive.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.